Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
I'm germ freak and I'm afraid of germs. Stop whining like a fucking little bitch, Frank.
I'm ready, ready.
You're listening to the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob.
I'm ready, ready as anybody can be.
I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. I got an axe and a pistol on a graveyard frame that shoot tombstone bullets, wine balls and chains. I'm drinking TNT, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball start a fight. Cause I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. All you pretty little chicks with your curly hair, I know you feel like I ain't nowhere. But stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be.
Yeah.
I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been drinking gin like never before.
All right.
I feel so good, I want you to know.
Okay.
One more drink, I wish you would.
Dude, it
takes
listen.
A whole lot of loving to make me feel good. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Ready as anybody.
Okay.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet. No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffin yet?
Oh. Snap! Yes. Welcome. Welcome one and all to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Now, what would a DJ New Style Show intro be without me pointing out that the people coming up next are from Germany? Who are they? You know. Rammstein! Now, not the most smooth around the edges band, but romantic and highly, highly sweet to listen to while sipping lemonade and the like. This is the DJ New Style Show. With me, as always, a hapless bald man from the same state as me. your friend and mine, Frank the Germ Freak. Frank, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Kenny Boy?
Hey,
doing,
what's going on?
Hey,
hey, you know, White House Brent, I thought, okay, fuck him, fuck that, and fuck all of it, Frank.
I'm bored with that bit.
Me too. I'm bored with it too, Frank. But you know what? We make mistakes every now and then. I know you do, and you know I do, and I have a couple of things I want to say. I just want to do a few retractions.
Wow.
Immediately. Right off the bat. Right off the bat.
Unlike you to retract anything.
Well, Frank, I want to say that Amanda pointed this out to me. I had said a couple episodes back that I wouldn't thank somebody for just doing something they're supposed to do. Something that, you know, is to be expected of them. To not run me over when I'm walking through traffic. But due to her insight, I've discovered that I'm an overthanker. I am an overthanker, Frank. I thank people for not killing me with their car. I thank people for accepting money. I thank people for giving me fucking receipts. For, you know, saying thank you to me.
Who pointed that out to you years ago?
Amanda. Amanda did.
I don't
understand what you're talking about. Amanda pointed this out and I realized it.
You're kidding, right?
No,
I've said this to you numerous. We've discussed it on numerous occasions that you constantly say thank you when it's not necessary.
Come up with some proof, and I'll come up with another Cardigan song to apologize over. I don't know. Amanda kind of has this, just like she invented some other things that you say you invented and all that. But Frank, I want to say I am an overthinker, and I kind of it took me back a little bit. I thanked the fucking guy at the gas station 3 times. I thank him for coming to the goddamn car. I thank him for accepting my card, for giving me the thing to fucking sign if I have to, and for the overall transaction. It's fucking 3 to 4 thank yous. It's out of hand. I need to be more of a fucking, you know, a prick.
You have a low self-esteem, that's why.
I don't think it's low self-esteem because the last person I'm trying to gain acceptance from is the guy that's, you know, working the gas pump. Really, I think as far as standing goes and the giving of respect, the importance of the gas station man's approval is very low. It falls below Walmart greeter. Because you want a sunny greeting from a Walmart guy. Or the security guard at the front of a Best Buy. You know, you want
so,
him
so you, what are you deducing out of this?
I need to not thank people as much. Just for you know, if they go out of their way, they deserve the thank you. But the thing is, though, that doesn't change it doesn't vindicate you in any way. It doesn't. Okay? You don't thank people for fucking anything. You don't want to give them the satisfaction of feeling like that they've done a good job. Ever.
If somebody goes out of their way and they're not being compensated already monetarily, I will thank them.
I counted the thank yous today at the bagel place. 5 fucking thank yous. Thank you for taking my order. Thank you for it's out of hand.
It's because I think it's a tick that you have. It's a nervous tick that you have by thanking people because you don't know what the fuck to say, so you say thank you.
Thanks. Okay, thanks. Great, thanks. 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 They hand me my card back. They give me a pen to sign the fucking sheet with. They take the pen, give me my card. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's an obsession that you have. It's an addiction. It's a tick. And it's some type of OCD phobia.
And you know what, Frank? I have another retraction. I had said that birthday cards were something that I didn't enjoy. I had said this. And this is the retraction part of the show. We haven't done this ever. This is the first set of retractions we've ever done in fucking, 5 years? However long the show's been going on. I want to say I enjoy birthday cards from my family, close friends, and Amanda. I want to make that perfectly fucking clear.
Somebody must have said something
to you. I want to make it perfectly clear.
Somebody must have said something to you. The Big A must have said something to you.
Please don't fucking call her Big A. I mean, we are in certain circles. I don't want to get too inside here.
Forgot about that.
But the last thing I want you calling her is Big A. Before I start asking how the Big D treated you last night. You fuck. Amanda's birthday card to me. Usually like a sweet message inside. This year, her birthday card, she literally wrote. And she doesn't do this. She doesn't refer to me as this. But she wrote, quote, in all caps, fuck birthday cards dash DJ New Style.
Whoa!
And that was it. And that was it.
Whoa, so, what a, that's a little dig.
But I'm pretty sure that I had fucking said that I appreciated her fucking birthday cards. I was pretty sure that I had said that.
You know,
so this isn't even a retraction. It's more of a reiteration.
You know, you sound very nervous when you're talking tonight. You sound like you're
No,
you're
I'm not nervous. I'm not
you're
nervous.
Doing this because, and you're doing this because a certain person
I think,
may be listening.
No, here you go. She's not listening. But the thing is, Frank, I think that she wanted this to be discussed. And I have proof. Because I flipped the card over, as you like to do, right?
Of course.
Because you want to see what they paid for it.
They paid for it.
I just flipped it over because I had thrown it on my desk. And I picked it back up. And I looked. There was no price on the back. And she had written, "Now you can't see what I paid for it," on the back.
Wow.
So she's giving me a dig and you a fucking secondhand dig.
Son of a bitch.
So it's not necessarily retraction, more of a reiteration. I like your birthday cards, okay? If you're at work, you're a coworker of mine, fucking forget the birthday card, please. If you're Amanda, my family, a close friend, I like the birthday card. Thank you. That concludes retractions. Frank, now, do we have another 5 hours for you to retract a lot of the things you've been wrong on? Or are you so fucking saintly that you have nothing to report?
Nothing at this time, but maybe in the future.
No, I see. I see. You're fucking infallible. It's Pope Germ Freak on the DJ New Style Show. The white smoke is in the sky. We have a new fucking Pope. He's bald and hapless, and he lives in a basement.
Excuse me?
He's moving the Vatican to a New Jersey basement.
Oh, you want to go there, motherfucker?
You motherfucker. Oh, no, I didn't say anything. You live in New Jersey. You are very proud of this fact.
I'm proud to live in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
As are you, even though you don't admit it.
I am, to an extent. But I don't ever want to put information out there. I don't want that. Because,
all right, well, Jersey's a big...
But let me just say, the social networking that we do, all I'll put down is New Jersey. I don't want people seeking me out. I don't want to get the random emails from people. Hey, did you go to Lincoln's Oaks fucking Springs High School in Madison, Wisconsin, class of 1998 or whatever? And people always send these things, and they're very annoying because I don't know. I feel like I don't want
to. You're very private.
I am. I like to keep some degree
of
privacy.
You like to have two personas. If you will.
I like to very much keep my personal life separate from my show.
And God forbid you intertangle.
I do a little bit. I do. I mean, a good portion of what I do on the show is from my real life. But there are aspects of it, and some of them are the same ones that are notably absent from what you say on the show. Work, location, you know. Let's just say that.
What's with, you know, you're getting a little deep here.
What I'm saying is, I had a weird thing happen. I mean, the social networking, MySpace passed you by, right?
Correct.
You weren't on that train. But you did get on the Facebook bandwagon for a little bit, and the Twitter thing, and you tried this out. You tried it all out for a little bit. But I never really had the social networking work as it was intended. You know what I mean? Like, I never actually, you know, went to events or anything like that or reconnected with people for that or met old classmates or distant family or anything like that until this weekend when I was invited to a reunion with my eighth grade class.
Oh.
Now,
you mean
everybody, okay. Everybody I've said this to has said, so you actually went to that? When I explained there was a reunion in that one of my classmates from eighth grade threw in their backyard, they would say, "So you didn't go?" Well, I did go. I did go, and it was a little bit odd being there. But what are you typing? Because I can hear you type, and I know that when you're typing, you're not listening to me.
I'm listening to you.
I hear keys being pressed.
I was forget it.
Okay.
I gotta let my dog in. But go ahead.
Which dog is it?
It's Marvin. He's outside barking, and the neighbor's gonna start bitching and complaining if I don't let him in.
So why don't you go get him?
All right, I'll be right back.
Run! You better run, Frank. You better run. So he's going to get his dog. And I have an interesting note. Frank's daughter, when I was on the phone, with Frank, and now that he's not around, we can really dish. His daughter came storming down the stairs.
I'm back.
Dad, I think Marvin's dead. I'm telling everybody about how your daughter thinks the fucking dog is dead.
Oh, yeah, she gets very nervous.
She gets very nervous about that. But, Frank, it's understandable. Your dog is how old?
I think 11.
Oh, yeah, 11. And the dog just sits and it's waiting to die in your backyard.
That's an awful thing. Don't change the subject, New Style. I want to get into a little...
Don't change the subject. Excuse me, I've got to go run outside for fucking 10 seconds.
I apologize. You mentioned that you went to this thing from grammar school.
Yes,
I'm surprised you actually went to something that you were invited to.
Yeah, I went to please don't shift the topic yet. That's all I'm going to tell you, because I know what you're trying to get into. We'll get into it, but I'm actually talking about something right now. That's the thing. The eighth grade reunion thing. Very small class, like 40 people, and. I'm not going to lie. It was okay to see the people. It was okay talking with the people. But it was a little awkward. And I know some of them might be listening now. So that's fine. I mean, they found me through Facebook, and they know what this is all about. But it was fucking awkward, okay? I can't go 15 years without seeing somebody and then sit there and talk about fucking things that happened in first grade. I can't do that for a fucking entire afternoon. Have you ever done anything like this?
Go to a reunion?
Yeah, I mean, reconnected with people from, like, you haven't seen in years.
Oh, absolutely. It's very odd. I mean, the whole Facebook thing, I haven't talked to these people in 20 years. And with just a click, I could talk to somebody that I haven't talked to in 20 years.
You're actually doing it through Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, now I was just referring to, like, maybe you bump into somebody. Because I never really thought that you would use these things, like, for what they're intended for. You're actually networking with these sites.
Well, you know, I'm saying hello to people. I mean, I'm not you know, hooking up with them. I'm just saying hello. You know, I haven't seen some of these people in 20 years.
Wow,
that's 20 years. You know, it's 20 years that I graduated in 1988. So it's 21 years that since I graduated from high school.
But like, what's the conversation about? I mean, really, when you're that absent from people, it's always going to be. Remember when, hey Frank, remember when you got in that one fight in the lobby? Hey Frank, remember how you used to drink 3 cans of soda every day in study hall? Hey Frank, remember when I used to give you whatever I didn't eat for lunch because you said you were starving? Remember how I used to bring extra sandwiches from my mom and you'd eat them and still want more? Hey Frank, remember all the, and it's never fucking productive. It's always just remember when. And I don't like to reminisce at all. I don't like to kick back and just think about the
past.
Why is that?
Why are you so hard and cold?
I don't know. I want to move forward.
Reminisce with like your family and things like that?
With that. Because they're meaningful memories. The fact that the superintendent scratched his balls in 1987 doesn't necessarily, you know, qualify as a lifelong memory.
You're not very nostalgic, are you?
It was brought up 6 times. Before the guy let people go to lunch, he scratched his balls. 6 times. Again, I enjoyed the company of the people. Didn't get to stay too long because I had to go to Amanda's house. But,
oh, God.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Why do you lack nostalgia? Why don't you like things of that nature?
I think it's because I'm afraid of becoming you. Your whole life is nostalgia. You never have any present day memories or moments or anything like that. You're always stuck in the past. And I think that's a really scary thing to be. When you're stuck in the past, what are you left with? You're left with fucking fading memories and fucking hair bands like you. You'll pay $1,000 to try and just get a taste of that precious youth that's gone by to hear Bon Jovi strum out a song. I'm not attacking you, but I think that's part of it. You asked. I think that's part of it. I don't want to be you. You know, and you know what
that's
I mean?
You know, that's a god-awful fucking thing to say.
I don't...
What are you?
Again,
are you
I don't...
God?
Yes, Frank, I am God.
You're not God.
Well,
you
I
think
know
you're
that.
God. You have the you're self-absorbed as though you're God, but you're not God.
I don't think I'm self-absorbed in the least.
Oh, you're self-absorbed.
Explain how I'm self-absorbed, please.
You're just very taken with yourself. You have a God complex.
Let's give some examples. Why? And I have a God complex. Is that what you just said?
You cannot admit when you're. You have a tough time admitting your. You know what you're like. You're like Arthur Fonzarelli. You cannot admit when you're wrong.
If I were like Arthur Fonzarelli, then I would be on your fucking lunchbox still to this fucking day. You
whatever.
Goddamn
so
reminiscing
I was,
fuck.
I was a fan, so what?
You were a big fan.
So
you bring it up to this fucking day. How
I was
much
a big
you like
fan
Fonzie.
Of Fonzie. I took an Easter photo with Fonzie. I had a shirt of Easter Fonzie shirt when I took my Easter bunny pic. I was a
can
big fan of Fonzie.
Can you dig that up? Can you dig that up? The Easter bunny picture.
I will try to dig that up, yes.
Dig it up, scan it, take a picture of it. I really think it should be on the phone.
I can remember sitting there on his lap, and I took my
Did you wiggle your ass?
And grab the fur on his leg.
Did you do a little semicircle in his lap? wearing your fucking Fonzie shirt? Jesus Christ.
I was proud of that shirt, too.
Why were you proud of
it? I had a Fonzie doll. You press the back and its thumbs go up. That was the shit back then, man. Listen, this is pre TGIF.
Someone in the chat room is pointing out that was a very nice fake laugh that you put on. I don't know why you continue to do
that. Who the fuck said that?
Some anonymous name said that you had a nice fake laugh.
First of all,
I agree. It is the fakest laugh that I've ever heard.
Whatever.
Oh, by the way, that's Fred from Brooklyn listening. He's a big fan of ours, apparently. He's very taken with what we do.
Oh.
Yeah, he is. That's really good to hear. In between, fixing chimneys and puffing on the old weed, he gets to listen to our show and tweet about us all day long. It's really good. Hey, by the way, if you want some bricks laid by Mexicans that are illegal, probably, call Fred from Brooklyn. I think he's Fred Brooklyn on Twitter. Go there and direct message him.
Holy
shit! Go there and direct message him. He's a good businessman.
I'm blown away!
Good businessman. No, you don't want to cross him because he's a real gangster. Don't mess with this guy. He's really, really tough. With his fucking FredFromBrooklyn.com billing dispute that he had to bring up on fucking Ron and Fez two fucking days in a row. Really, it's that interesting. You owe Mafia Life Chris money. This is fucking fantastic. Way to just keep pushing through. It's the best.
The little inside stuff, but anyway.
It is little inside stuff. That's why we're not gonna dedicate much time to it. That's the only thing. But the thing is, and he said, and I listened. Yes, I listened to Ron and Fez because I'm a big fan. So I did get a little upset when some of the time on the show that I like is taken up by a guy who basically just fucking tries to put his name out there and talk about nonsense and can't say the letter S. Really, work on it, please. Try to fucking use the entire alphabet, not just THs and Fs. Fuck. Anyway, Frank, what I wanted to do was I wanted to reach into the social networking thing again. You had planned, or you had been in contact with people that claimed to be relatives of yours?
Oh, yeah. I had a, somebody in Facebook sent me a message saying that wanted to know if we had the same surname, so he wanted to know if we were related, and
So and you actually respond to these people?
Of course I respond to it. Why wouldn't I respond? I'm a human being. What am I going to do? Ignore? Especially if it's the same.
Who gives
last
a fuck?
Me?
Who gives a shit if the guy's related to you? What are you going to do? Go have a fucking slice of cake with him?
Why are you so stone cold?
Because I don't want to meet new people. I don't want to have fucking new friends. And especially just people that are like, oh, are you my cousin? Well, you know what? I fucking lived almost 30 years here without knowing you. I don't think I need to fucking live, knowing I have a cousin out there that I'm not going to even fucking see. It doesn't fucking matter to me. The fact that you may or may not be. Now, did this person end up being related to you? Did you work that out?
Yes.
Really?
In fact, we both had the same great grandfathers. Our grandfathers were brothers. Our grandfathers were brothers.
So I'm assuming that you're going to meet up. You guys are going to trade gifts.
No, there's no plans of that. There's no plans of that, my friend.
Well,
I
then
think
where
he
does it end? What is he going to do? Make the family
it's
tree?
It's just nice to What is your fucking...
I don't know. What? I don't know why you think it's so nice. What's so
it's
nice about it?
It's nice that you meet a relative that you otherwise you would have never even known.
Here's where it happens. The guy figures out a little bit about you, comes across the name of a relative, pretends to be related to you, and you establish that bond. A couple months later, the guy's like, listen, I fell in hard times. You know, it's family. I need some money. Would you let me borrow some money? And then you're so fucking gullible, you'll fucking wire him money. You'll give him a check. And then he cuts town, and his name isn't even fucking, doesn't even share the same name as you. He's a guy in Egypt that has never even fucking spoken the English language and is using Babelfish to communicate with you. It's fucking terrible, Frank. You're so, see, and the thing is, even if it isn't a gigantic scam, what do you get out of it? What do you get out of this?
Why do you have to get something out of it? It's just nice. It's a nice thing to do. It's just nice. I mean, I don't understand you. What is you? Why do you have this wall up that surrounds you?
A wall? What do you mean wall? Explain, please.
You have this wall up where you're afraid to meet new people.
Okay.
God forbid, I mean, there's just something wrong with you, man. Something wrong with you.
How in the fuck can you say there's anything wrong with me? Literally, how can you say there's anything wrong with me? You are bleeding from the anus right now. You are probably sopping something up in
your
ass.
You have a lack of social skills.
I definitely don't have a lack of social skills.
You have a lack of social skills.
I don't. And yeah, whoever's in there with the other anonymous name is saying that you're feigning seriousness right now. You're really...
Fainting. If I knew what fainting was, I...
No, not fainting. You're feigning. You're putting up a false front of being serious and concerned about this.
I am as far as you meeting new people. I'm sorry, I don't know what this person's feigning about.
You're acting serious, is what he's saying. Do we need to do a fucking spelling bee, vocab test?
No. About you not being nice.
Oh,
maybe a little,
God.
But not. You know, there's things I would like to say that I'm totally serious about. But whatever, you know.
Oh, you want to go into this?
I'd like to go into it. It's eating up at me.
Okay. All right. Let's do this right now.
All right.
Let's hear it.
There's an individual. Listen.
I'm listening. I am listening to you.
All right. Just give me a chance to get my
Hurry
composure
up.
Here.
One, two,
cut. The, listen.
Three,
listen.
Four. What? Wait, what's wrong? You don't like the counting?
What are you doing tomorrow night, Ken?
Well, tomorrow night I'm meeting up with Best in Show Chris and a few other people from Hear Us Talk for a few drinks.
Oh. What is this? Some type of an event of some sort, or
no? Just a happy hour.
Oh, why was it advertised all over on Facebook then?
It was advertised all over Facebook.
Like it was some type of an event.
Because here's the deal. It basically says, we're going to get a few drinks. If you want to join us, join us. That's basically the gist of it. Are you upset? Are you upset, Frank?
No, I'm not upset.
No. You're bringing this up as some kind of point of contention that you have.
It's odd that you would, you know, listen. You're going to some haphazard event that was put together very quickly.
Please.
I don't know if I should even go there. I don't even, you know, I don't know.
Okay, go. Come on, Frank. Let's hear what's really eating at you.
What is people? Why don't you ever? Why don't you ever?
Did you just start thinking about this now? I mean, why is it you can't get your fucking
girl? I'm trying to say it nicely.
All right. Okay. Come on. Yeah.
Why do you?
By the way, white ass Brent is suggesting that no one invited you. On the contrary, Frank was invited heartily.
Listen to me,
Frank. Were you invited to this?
Of course, I was invited. What the fuck? Of course, I'm invited.
Are you gonna go?
No, I'm not going.
So is that what this is about?
Listen to me.
Is that
what
this is about?
People don't drive into the city at 6 o'clock at night. They leave the city at 6 o'clock at night. Why the fuck would I drive there? Why would I go there?
Because
this is a haphazard event. It was put together hastily. and inefficiently.
How should it have been put together? And by the way, this is not my favorite topic of conversation. You know, you being unsatisfied with how something was planned when you offered no suggestion as far as how it should be planned.
That's your famous last words, isn't it?
What's my famous last words? Let's hear this.
Why do you put this wall around you? Why do you not
wall,
go to
again? Center? Anybody who's right, listening to right, this downloaded, what? Please go right, back.
Why is it that you
count the
go
number
to
of times this motherfucker suggests the word wall as
why
some kind of a fucking
you,
phenomenon?
Hey, keep your mouth shut. Keep your goddamn trap shut for a second.
All right, let's hear it, Frank. Let's hear it. Come
why
on.
Why is that when there's chances to publicize the Hear Us Talk Network and the DJ New Style Show? Best in Show, the What Show, things of that nature. Why is that you never go to certain social gatherings?
Well, here's the point.
Are you burping?
I just burped. Is that all right?
By you doing that, you're showing lack of respect for me.
Wow, I didn't think of it that way. I'm actually glad that I had done it.
Why do you, why
I'm
do
really
you...
glad that I started burping at that time, if that's what happened. Because,
why?
Frank, here's the deal. You're saying that I don't go to the events,
and
you want to know what?
Whenever I go to these goddamn events,
and,
people are like,
and
where's
you,
Ken? Where's Ken?
And
where's
Frank,
Ken?
And, Frank, you want to know why I don't go to the events?
Go ahead.
I'm unable to go to the fucking event.
Why are you unable to go?
Because I have other plans and obligations.
What other plans and obligations, dude?
Do I really need to fucking spell out everything that I need to do? Do you want me to fucking run down everything that I fucking do? Is that really going to be entertaining and satisfying for you? For me to fucking run my calendar down and say the things that I'm going to have to do that would preclude me from fucking drinking in a bar?
You're very
really.
Aloof.
I'm very aloof.
Yes.
Maybe I am. But the fact is, whenever I could go, I've gone. You understand? I'm not going to fucking drop obligations to do something that I don't necessarily need to do.
What do you mean when you say need to do?
Is it life or death that I go to a bar? Is it a requirement of my life?
You know what? What you're doing is you're getting your face out there and you know, people would like to meet you. But, you know, you have this...
Stop
this...
fucking making... I'm not a fucking public figure. I'm not... I mean, why do I have to fucking... have meet and greets? Why can't I just go and fucking drink? You're suggesting that I'm someone so fucking notable that people are fucking... Oh my
people
god, if only Ken was here, it'd be a fucking great time. Nobody is fucking saying that.
People... Dude!
Nobody is fucking saying
that.
Everybody,
wherever I go to these fucking things, where's Ken? Where's Ken? Where's Ken? What the hell am I gonna say to him? The guy doesn't wanna...
Say he's not fucking here! What does it matter? You're there! You should be offended they're asking for me and not enjoying you. What the fuck? Who gives a shit?
I don't know. It's just that you would think that you would want to. I mean, some of these people that come out there are listeners of your show. You think you'd want to come out there, say hi, this and that.
Yeah, I'm gonna come out there with a big stack of stickers and a big van with my logo on it, and just fucking hand out fucking handshakes and posters and T-shirts.
See,
force them to say what their fucking favorite fake radio station is. Frank, if I go to these things, I just want to fucking drink. Why are you suggesting that I have to do fucking sticker stops at fucking events that I can't even go to? I don't understand.
I think you can make yourself a little more available. That's all I'm saying. You know, for example, you're going to this thing. You're going to an event. Not calling it an event tomorrow, although Best in Show Chris or whoever.
And you know what? And this is exactly my fucking point. You were just complaining that I don't fucking go to things. I'm going to this, Frank.
Yeah, you're going to this. You're going to
I can make this.
Together.
I can fucking make this.
Oh, man.
I don't understand, Frank. I don't understand why you're so fucking excited over here. What's your issue? Is it that you can't go? You're gonna be stuck at home.
I have no interest of going into New York City at 6 o'clock at night. Okay, like I
All
said,
right, that's
people
good.
Leave the city at six. They don't drive into the city at six or take public transportation.
Okay, so that means the way in is pretty clear, doesn't it? You fucking dope. If everybody's leaving and nobody's coming in, then I must be the only fucking person driving with no traffic. You fucking dope. Seriously. No,
you
nobody goes in. People are going, hey. You are really out of your fucking head right now. You're out of your fucking mind. And I don't know why this is such a big thing that we've spent so much time on this. It seems people are having a lot of issues with this. There's a couple of people that have expressed this to me, and I thought it was over, but now you're coming at me with this.
Well,
why, Frank? What's the big deal?
You make it sound like you because you get this vibe like you're better than everybody else.
I really don't think I do, Frank.
Do you think you're
better than give me an example of me being better than somebody, please?
Because
please.
If you shut your fucking face, I'll say something. All right. Because you don't go to these events to socialize because you think you're better than these people. Is that the case?
You're asking me, even though you already assume that, right? Do you really think that I think I'm better than these people, Frank? Even though I've just said I can't fucking make it? Like, why can't you accept that I can't fucking make the event? Why is it that there has to be some underlying fucking motive for me not going? Yeah, exactly. If a person can't fucking go, they can't fucking go. That's what it is. That's what someone in here typed. So, I mean, just accept it. Just fucking accept it. When you can't fucking go somewhere, Frank, like tomorrow night you're not going to be able to go, I didn't give a fuck. I don't care. Would it have been better if you were there? Sure. You said you couldn't make it? Fine. I'm not over here stewing in fucking anger, losing my fucking mind. That you're not going like you seem to be because I don't go to a fucking bar.
People ask me where you're at, and I don't know what to say.
Just say I'm not here. He's home. He's doing something. Why are you my fucking secretary? Why do you have to answer for me?
I don't want to be your secretary.
If anything, be fucking offended that these people aren't concerned with you. Apparently, if everybody's asking for me, they must not think a whole lot about you.
All right, I apologize.
And you hold these people in high regard. I mean. Right? Am I wrong? Yes or no?
If I know them and I'm friends with them, then of course I see them in high regard.
Then anyway. The people that you hold in high regard would prefer to see me than you, is what you're telling me.
They would like to see both of us.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Amazing, Frank. Amazing. So you're not going to go?
I am not going to go.
Fucking
no.
Pussy. You're a fucking pussy.
You see?
You never go. You never go ever to any fucking event.
That's the fucking thing, you fucking asshole. You say to me, oh, you're not going to go and support Hutt, okay? The one fucking thing I don't go to, and you're making a big deal.
I don't give a shit if you go. Put
good.
A party
I hope
out.
You fucking
put a
choke
fucking
on
goddamn
your fucking vomit with the fucking. I hope you drink so much vomit and you lie down and choke on your own fucking vomit.
You hope I drink vomit? Do you know where we're going? Because I don't think they serve vomit, you dumb fuck. I hope you wear a fucking New Year's hat.
I
and
hope
carry
you
a noisemaker and have
excess.
A fun time in your fucking basement.
Do me this favor tomorrow. I want you to drink till you've never drank before. I want you to lie on your back and then choke on your fucking vomit. That's what I want you to do.
You really want me to die, Frank? Do you really want me to die?
I never say you're not dying. It just says choke on your vomit.
316-768-4472. It's the DJ New Style Show, but not for long because Frank wants me to kill myself. Who's this?
Hey, it's Best in Show Chris.
Best in Show Chris.
I just wanted to be known really quick. There's been a vote at the Heroes Talk Board of Directors, Frank, just so you know, because you're not showing up at this official event tomorrow night. You've lost points. There are going to be some shares taken away from you at the next meeting. I just wanted to make sure you're aware of this and know the way things are going to go. I hope everyone else makes so. We're going to be doing vomit shooters every half hour.
Of course.
Fantastic.
There's going to be ejaculation and bloodletting, Frank, so it's not your scene.
No.
It's not your scene.
There will be no bloodletting if it, no. Well, what the hell I care? I'm not going.
Well, yeah.
But Chris,
so what
listen, Chris. First of all, I want to say something about Best in Show. Are you there, Chris?
Indeed, I am, sir.
This guy is looking like an Adonis. He's lost a lot of weight. He's tan. He's got smooth skin.
What?
And he looks like an Adonis.
Well, I have a question for both of you then, if you don't mind. You okay?
I don't mind at all. I am bloodied at the moment after that whole Adonis thing.
Is it gay for a bald man who was angry that his friend couldn't come to parties is now referring to another man as an Adonis?
No, I think he... I think I saw him on cam yesterday.
Oh, this guy, so you were watching his cam?
Well, no, I saw him on cam. His face is very chiseled. He's got a good
so
a
he's
jawline.
Got he's got chiseled features, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
Hmm. What was he wearing, Frank?
He was wearing a bandana around his mouth.
Mm, so you did know this. You noticed all this stuff.
Yes.
That's good. Really good. Taking note of a guy's features, his the way he looks, looking at pictures of him, obsessing, really analyzing it, taking into account his wardrobe and his eating habits. Frank, it's a little gay. A little gay.
I've got to be honest. After this whole thing, I'm going to feel a little bit better. I feel a little bit better and not so stalked knowing that Frank will not be there tomorrow night. I feel a little bit better.
It's good. It's good that you're not showing up, Frank.
Listen, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris, if a gentleman says that you look nice, are you flattered by that compliment?
Obviously. Obviously, 100%. But I will acknowledge that it's a little bit on the, I don't know, it's on masculine side.
Yeah.
I will say that. But then again, I'm quite comfortable in who I am. I'm not really swayed by things like that.
Yeah, it's a little gay.
That's how I roll. Fantastic show, gentlemen. God love you. See you tomorrow night.
Thank you. BestInShowRadio.com. That's Best in Show, Chris. They're on Thursday nights on Heroes Talk, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Frank, are you going to be able to make it to their show? Because I know you have you have trouble showing up for things.
I am going to. Well, you don't know if I'm there in the Heroes Talk website
on HeroesTalk.com.
Yes, as an anonymous streamer. Maybe I just
wait. What was that? I don't understand what that voice was.
I burped. I had a little food stuck in my throat.
What kind of food? Was it London broil?
No. It was fucking leftovers.
Well, what's left?
I had a half left.
Leftover from what?
Turkey.
What's wrong with turkey?
Turkey leftover is not as good as the first time because when you put it in the microwave, it gets very crusty.
It gets stringy, doesn't it?
Yes, it gets very hard and crusty.
And the parts that are already very sharp, they turn into fucking razor blades.
That's fucking true.
It's like you're eating toothpick ends. It's fucking gravy on.
That's so true.
By the way, whoever called you out on that, I don't know if it was Fred, but he was dead on. That is the fakest laugh I've ever heard in my life. It's an ejaculation of laughter, basically. It's not natural. I just want to say. Go choke on your fucking turkey. Choke on your sharp turkey, you motherfucker. Are you there, Frank, or no?
Yeah.
You're not there. I don't hear you.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I do hear you. I was just practicing. I was just practicing for tomorrow night when I wouldn't hear you because you can't show up for anything. It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Time on the What Show?
Dizzy got a bartending book.
Oh! Jesus Christ!
Good job, Sheepy.
Jesus Christ!
Are you okay?
Way to kill the fucking co-host.
Sheepy, what did you just do?
I don't know.
Wait, turn the mic off. Jesus Christ! Wow. Are you okay? How's my equipment? Is my equipment okay? Spent a lot of money on it. Sheepy. Sheepy, come say hello.
You got Red Bull.
Yeah, I got Red Bull. Thank you. Did you drink some before you walked in? 12 or 13, maybe?
Tune in to The What Show, 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., exclusively on HearUsTalk.com and the Hear Us Talk room on Pal Talk. The What Show. What?
The DJ New Style Show.
Bob Vila is a bearded god. Billy Mays is the bearded devil. RoboGrip is a gift from God. OxyClean is a curse from Satan.
En español, por favor. Robo Vila, craftsman, RoboGrip. Rubba rubba de da ba de ba da ba Colgate. Dientes Aquafresh. Rubba rubba de ba de da ba da ba Reebok. Corto difícilmente. Rubba rubba de da ba de ba Bombilla. Usa siempre la flannel beard. Billy Mays is Diablo Barbuda, Shemwell El Bondigo Sardona, Ron Popil Vegematic is Malo, Bob Vila, iPhone, Windows Mobile. Dos. 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 Bob Vila Barbuda, Billy Mays Barbuda, Robo Grip Regalo, OxyClean Cardigo. Bob Vila, Robocrip. Bob Vila, Robocrip. Bob Vila, Robocrip. Bob Vila, regalo.
Robo, Robo.
Esta noche, el sábado gigante.
Gigante.
DJ New Style Show.
When the weather starts to warm up, everyone wants to hit the gym to look good. But there's no need for all that. You can look good by sporting your favorite Hear Us Talk logos and designs all year round. Log on to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and check out the latest apparel. Men and women can find everything from t-shirts and track jackets to hooded and zippered sweatshirts featuring all of your favorite Hear Us Talk designs. If not hitting the gym has left you too big or too small, we'll have a size to fit you. So check out hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and cover yourself with us.
I got two fine-ass chicks in robes, you know what I mean, running around chasing each other, being silly, my niggas. I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm naked. I have no clothes on. I'm looking at the fucking flat-screen TV, just balls hanging everywhere, dick out, and I'm thinking to myself, I am the most blessed nigga on motherfucking earth. Thank God for my Chevy Caprice.
The DJ New Style Show.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. With me, as always, your friend of mine, Germ Freak. But before that, Frank, I don't want to interrupt, but we've got some award-winning software for you to try. It's ICU2 Video Chat. Sure, there's many video chat services out there, but ICU2 has been around longer than all of them. Simply download ICU2 on your Windows PC, and in seconds, you'll be face-to-face with people from all over the world. It's free to try. Visit ICU2.com and click download. Do it right now. Go to ICU, then the number 2.com. ICU2 Video Chat, the 2009 People's Choice Award for Internet Communication. Right, Frank?
Absolutely.
Yes. Without a doubt. ICU, then the number 2.com. Have you, you've been on there, right?
It's a great site.
It's a service.
Well, it's a site, too.
Well, it is true. It is a good site that lets you download the program. Fantastic, Frank. Fantastic again. Always.
Why ask, fuckface?
It's banter. It's fucking banter to move from one thing to the next.
If you know what the fucking answer is going to be, then don't ask. Okay? I call things sites.
Of course.
I'm not familiar with the tech jargon.
Yeah.
Like,
what are you going to do?
Forget it.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm a little under the weather. I've been coughing a lot lately. I mean,
you've been coughing for the last 3 weeks.
Four, actually. This might be the fifth week. And I finally got around to going to the doctor. And I'm on my antibiotics, and I'm still coughing. I have one fucking day left on my my wonderful Z-Pack. And I might have to go back and see just what's going on here. They did mention, Frank, that whooping cough is going around. So I might actually have fucking whooping cough. Have you ever heard of anybody with fucking whooping cough?
Yeah, in the 1940s, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why do I have a fucking legendary disease?
Are you worried about this?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit. I mean, I don't necessarily know shit about the fucking disease. I just know that I'm coughing up yellow shit. Globs of yellow shit.
I wasn't aware that whooping cough was a disease.
What do you think it was? A fucking good luck charm? I mean, what could it be? It is. It's a disease. What the fuck is the difference between sickness and disease? You're talking, you know, fucking synonyms. You know, synonyms. That's a multi-S letter, multi-S word. There's more than one S in that one. A little tough for some people to say. But it's a disease, Frank. It doesn't matter you call it sickness or whatever. So, I mean, this is why you wanted to do the show together, and I'm saying no. Because you're afraid of germs and bacteria and all these other things. And I've been fucking... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sometimes things in the chat really fucked me. But I've been trying to deal with this thing, Frank, and I'm turning it into a bit of a game. As I'm driving to work, I take an empty bottle of vitamin water. I've consumed the entire beverage, and now I'm spitting what I've hocked up into the fucking the bottle of the bottle.
I've never drank that vitamin water. Was it a fruit juice?
You wouldn't like it. I'm telling you right now, you wouldn't like it. Because you like to drink things that are very sweet and sugary and basically like fucking syrup. You would love to drink the mix, but just the vitamin water minus the water. You'd love the sludge that they stir and mix into this shit. That's what you want. This is watered down. It's not too sugary or sweet, and it's just enough. But you want the slurry of the mix. Like when you get your beverages, Frank, what do you typically go for? Your alcoholic drinks. What do you get? Sweet ones. You get like the sex on the beach or whatever. The girl
Malibu Babies, things of that nature.
Oh, God damn it! I'm sorry, Frank. I can't help it. It's a natural occurrence. As I aim it directly into the microphone,
you probably smelled it back.
Didn't smell. You know why? It's cheap seltzer. That's what'll do it every time. But you didn't hear exactly what I'm saying, Frank. I have a bottle in my car that I'm using to collect the phlegm. Do you understand this?
Sure. Are you going to show us on cam one day or take a picture of it or something?
I will. I mean, I don't keep... I change it every day. I can't... Because I produce a lot. There's like an inch at the bottom of the vitamin water bottle by the time I get to work.
Wouldn't it be great to keep the same bottle and just fill it up with your bile?
I mean, it would be great. I don't think I could open it the next day. I'd probably fucking vomit from the smell. It would be fucking disgusting. It smells like lung phlegm. It's not a pleasing smell. It's not like opening up the plastic off of a cotton candy and taking that whiff.
And it smelled? Your sneeze smelled?
Yeah. Actually, when you're sick... The bacteria that you sneeze up fucking reeks.
It reeks. It does. It's disgusting.
It does. And no good. No good whatsoever. This happens to you a lot, I'm guessing?
Sometimes. Like, sometimes also I'll lick my palms after I wash them just to figure out how bad my breath is.
You'll lick your palms?
Well,
that's fucking disgusting. That's so gross.
Your bad breath comes from your tongue. So I'll lick my palms and then smell my palm to see how bad my breath is.
Did you ever even think of maybe wiping a paper towel or something on it and smelling that? You never even thought of that? I mean, you lick your palms like you're a fucking cat ready to clean yourself?
And
you're
paper
a
towel
fucking disgusting.
Your skin
you're a bald, disgusting fuck.
Your skin is waterproof.
It's gross. It's really fucking sick that you do that. You just want to smell your breath? Why don't you just fucking brush your teeth twice? I mean, do you
brush your teeth twice a day, honestly?
Yes, I do.
That's a lie.
Why would you ask if I said absolutely, if I said no, that's a fucking lie. Everybody's a fucking liar to you. Everybody's a fucking liar. It's fucking tiresome with you. You ask a question and no matter what it is, everybody's a liar because they do the thing that you should be doing that you don't do. I brush my teeth twice a day. You feel like you should and you don't. So anybody who says they do is a fucking liar. Just so you can fucking reconcile it in yourself.
Let me know when you're done rambling.
I'm done rambling, you fuck.
You
fucking swamp mouth fuck. Go ahead.
Listen to me. Brush your teeth before you go to bed at night?
Yes.
Okay. But sometimes, a lot of times, you'll fall asleep without brushing. Isn't that correct? There are times that happens?
Yeah, it happens. Sure.
Do you brush your teeth after you throw up?
I mean, it's not part of my fucking daily agenda. I don't plan to throw up. I mean, if I do, I just give a quick rinse, I guess. I don't know. I mean, how often do you throw up that you know exactly what to do? I kind of just do what I feel I need to. If my mouth feels gross, I brush my teeth. It's not that big of a fucking deal. I don't have to lick my palms and sniff it to determine if I need to brush my fucking teeth.
You brush your tongue.
Yes! Of course!
You brush it to the point where you're going to gag sometimes?
No. Now, where is this coming from? Frank, you're asking a lot of things. Do you do this?
I brush my tongue, yes.
I mean,
I also have a tongue scraper.
You do. You have the tongue spoon thing, I guess it is.
I'm not sure what it's called, but yeah.
I don't either. But do you do that on a daily basis?
No, I don't, because I would cut my tongue.
Yeah, I get a little obsessive with that and like the ear cleaning. But I think I'm doing it wrong because I'm impacting wax in my ears, so it's no good. I have to drain them or whatever.
You
it is.
Smell your earwax.
Yes. Is this going to be a? You know me too. I do the same thing. What do you do? What do you do that's fucking odd? I mean, stop asking me things that everybody does. Everybody smells their disgustingness. Everybody has sniffed their socks. Everybody has smelled their earwax.
Let me ask you this final question. Do wet socks bother you? If you are in your sockies.
And in my what? Around, if I'm in my what?
Sockies.
Do you think you're talking to your four-year-old son that you have to say sockies, you fucking 40-year-old man?
Listen to me. If you're walking around your house in your sock feet and you step in wetness, does that bother you?
It does. They have to come off. I honestly don't like wearing socks. I hate it. I fucking hate a sock. You have to wear them because you're afraid of filth. But at the same time, you're scared of socks. We've covered this many, many times. You're scared of your socks. And more importantly, you're scared of the bottom of socks, right? Are you yes. Looking at my cam right now?
No.
If you go to heroestalk.com, just take a look at this. Are you okay? Can you get that quick, or you gonna have to fire up a million things to get there?
I see you now.
Oh, you do? Okay. Here's the bottom of my dirty sock.
Oh my god!
Fucking dirty sock, you son of a bitch!
Oh no! No! Oh god!
Yeah, there's a little lag apparently. Yeah, it happens, Frank. It happens. You sweat through them or whatever. It doesn't matter. Jesus. So yeah, I'm trying to get my cough going away, and I don't know, Frank. I don't know. See, you like to try and challenge people. I don't know. I can only assume that these questions you constantly ask are ways to prove that you're better than somebody. That's all I can deduce. Is that why?
I'm not better than anyone.
No, but you want to make yourself feel better.
Not at all. I'm just curious about human nature and things of that nature, if that makes sense.
You said nature twice.
I know, and I'm always a proponent of not using doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you do. You do. Right. But the thing is, Frank, you made a claim when we were talking before the show yesterday. Yesterday, we were speaking about this. You said that you could eat more pizza than me.
Absolutely.
I disagree. And you know what? I'm gonna do this. Not now, but one day, we will fucking do this. We'll sit down, and I will eat more fucking pizza than you, and then I'll vomit it all over your fucking face. Crusts and all. I'll just puke it right all over your fucking couch and your house, and then I'll leave you with the bill for it. How many pizzas do you think you can eat?
The most pizza slices I've ever eaten was a whole pizza pie, was 8 slices. Wow. I could have gone for more.
Now, was it a large pizza?
Of course!
Or was it like a fucking personal pan and you were really impressed yourself?
No.
Cutting it into eight thin slices.
I've eaten a whole pie.
Good. Very good. I'm glad. But why do you eat the entire thing?
Because I have an eating disorder.
You have an eating disorder now? So this is eating disorder, OCD, ADD, and halitosis, and ass rot. You have a number of...
First of all, I don't have halitosis. I've never been told I have... You know, nobody's ever said to me I have bad breath.
But notice that you didn't deny the ass rot. You definitely...
I don't deny that. My ass is falling apart.
It really is, and it's fucking... It's disturbing every time you point this out to me.
Do you realize that every time I go to the bathroom, I have to close my eyes and just wait for it to be over? I just have to just go on the bowl and
you
just...
You treat it like someone trying to weather a rape? Is that what it is?
I have to put my mind somewhere else when I'm doing it. Ugh. I have to just think I'm somewhere else.
And you do the calisthenics, you lift your leg up or whatever, or you fucking stretch.
Well, sometimes you do that, yeah.
I mean, you have to. You want to get it out in a clean snap. You just want it to be over with. Sometimes, I looked down today, and I was really thinking about getting back into the shit blogging world. Back to the frontier that I created. And snapping a picture of this fucking dump. When I tell you that there wasn't, like, an inch of toilet that you could see, and it wasn't a liquid shit. Like, it looked like someone dumped a fucking casserole into the fucking bowl.
All right. You're getting a little too graphic now.
It looked like floating hamburger helper in the entire fucking thing. It was really impressive, but I withheld the urge of photographing it.
You know, there's a comedian by the name of FM Jeff.
He's a comedian. He is.
He did a bit about the pendulum.
The pendulum.
Of going to the bathroom. He equated it to a pendulum.
Equivalated? Is that even a word?
Equivalated.
And your wife spoke so fucking highly of you having these verbal skills, and you drop things like equivalated and sockies on the show.
Jeff was a stand-up comic at one time, and he did a bit, and I laughed my ass off. It was a funny bit about treating it like it's a pendulum, and you have to rock back and forth.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I've done that. Thank you for making Jeff look bad. You really did make him look bad. I'm sure it was a very, very funny bit, and you've done it no justice. You've, in fact, done it injustice. And you've made it seem worse by talking about it. So, you know, I'm sure he thanks you. The What Show, Friday night, 9:30 to 12:30, HeroesTalk.com. Very good, Frank. Way to go. Way to go. I don't know. I can't even fucking talk about that. I mean, maybe you're just broken up because your favorite show, Daisy of Love, went off the air. Could that possibly be it? You're off your game a little bit because you can't watch your show anymore. There's nothing to fill that the shoes of Daisy of Love.
I'm waiting for the reunion show. That hasn't been on yet. That's always better than all the other episodes.
I can't stand a fucking reunion show. I can't. Much like my eighth grade reunion, it's awkward. It's always awkward. They're playing up their character. They're all told what to do, and it sets up the second season. It's just. Do you fall for this at all? You believe there's anything real in that fucking show? Anything.
I just like whether it's Survivor reunion shows or whatever, because you get to see people in a different light. But they have replacing the Daisy of Love show. They have a woman by the name of Megan. She was one of the contestants, I think, on Rock of Love Bus or something or other. And now she has her own show. It's called Megan Wants a Millionaire, or Megan Wants to Marry a Millionaire of some sort.
And Megan is the blonde chick that always wore like bikinis and.
Yeah.
Is it a good show?
I was actually quite bored with it, to be honest with you. I actually flipped it off before it was even over. It just doesn't have that same enthusiasm as Daisy could bring.
I mean, what's the basis of the show? Is that she's what, attractive? She's got nice tits. Is that what it is?
I don't. You know what? She's got a nice body, but her face.
You know, let me say something here. Tits can only get you so fucking far. As far as trying to capture an audience,
I don't like that word.
Tits.
I don't.
What about titties?
I don't like that word. TIT. I don't like that word. It's vulgar.
What do you say?
Vulgar women.
What do you say? Boobs.
I say no.
Boobs.
I despise that word even more. I call them breasts.
You call them breasts. Really keep it intimate and sexy. calling them mammary glands. She's got a nice set of mammary glands.
I get highly offended when people call them TITSs.
Tits. So
it's vulgar. It's not nice.
The basis of the show is that she's got nice tits, basically. So watch. Look at her fucking breasts, mammary gland, whatever you call them. And by the way, I've heard you call them fun bags. I've fucking heard you say that. So don't act
right,
as though.
Right. But it's don't not act vulgar. I say that in jest.
You say it in jest. You fucking say it because you're trying to be youthful. And it's fucking so over with. Fucking terrible. But yeah, I mean, centering a show or trying to build an audience around just this broad being marginally attractive is not right. I mean, do you think she's okay? How do you think she looks?
Like I said, her body is fine, but her face is very haggard and worn out looking.
Yeah, I mean, she's got like a, you can tell that when she gets old. I mean, yeah, it's all right now. But she looks like a diner waitress.
She has the same speech pattern as Martha Stewart.
Give me an example. Can you do an impression of her yet?
Yeah, I cannot. She has a halting type of talk.
You did master Daisy of Love's impression.
Yes.
Can I hear a little taste of that, please?
Oswald Cobblepot boy. I love him. I love him.
Sounds. You know what? If I close my eyes, that sounds exactly like her. If I really tried to think hard, I think I would picture Daisy De La Hoya. Yeah. It's actually the worst impression I've ever heard in my life. Just to say. But, yeah, I don't know. She looks no better than a fucking diner waitress with her scrunched up face. She has like a sour demeanor to her, you know?
Absolutely. She looks like a diner waitress. That's what she looks like.
Yeah, just fucking no expression, nothing, no fucking greeting. Just here's your shit. Just fucking. Continue. I'm sorry.
Speaking about a diner, I went to a diner today in Andover, New Jersey, up in Sussex County.
Okay.
And they were playing, the music they were playing was, they were playing heavy metal music. They were playing AC/DC. They were playing The Doors. Don't get me wrong, I'm big fans of these particular genres. But I was offended as a customer that, you know, these elderly people were subjected to listening to Back in Black.
Well, Frank,
do you find that offensive?
They were probably as old as you, and they probably bought the albums when they came out. You're elderly. So you went to Ustreamer, whatever number, is saying The Doors are heavy metal. You said all this heavy metal music, like the wait staff is going to hang themselves if they accidentally listen backwards to the Doors.
All right, let me make sense of what I'm saying here. You have have people, women, people who are senior citizens over there. Okay, I don't think they should
at
be listening
one.
To this. Pardon?
I said at least one. Continue.
I don't think they should. I think it's offensive for them to be listening to heavy metal music while they're eating. It's a shame on the owner for playing heavy metal music at a diner. I was a fan. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a huge fan of AC/DC.
So then what do you give a shit? Why do you care if somebody's put out? I don't understand. What concern is it of yours if someone's eating their fucking soup and not having a good time? Did you enjoy yourself?
No, I did not enjoy myself. The waitress didn't fucking crack some old haggardy hag. God forbid she cracks a fucking smile. She had a puss on. Say hello. Say how are you.
She just said.
She says to me, "What do you want to drink?" That's what she said. Not hello. Not how you doing.
That's her first approach to the table. What do you want to drink? That's what it was.
And she had a puss on. A sour puss.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She had a sour puss, and that's how it goes.
And this is the topper.
Okay.
Oh, this is what pissed. I sat at the counter like a fucking homeless person. Okay.
wait.
At the counter at a diner?
You do feel like a homeless person sitting at the counter.
You ever sit at a
diner? You feel like a fucking runaway sitting at the goddamn counter. What are you? You're eating a bowl of cereal on a fucking.
I'm sitting there at the
twirly
fucking counter.
Yeah.
Staring at the fucking.
Yeah.
Small boxes of fucking cereal.
You feel like you're down on your fucking luck sitting there. You deserve a booth.
That's all I do. Whenever I sit at the counter of a fucking diner, I look at the small boxes of cereal that they have. Because they always have them in the fucking front there.
Yeah, it's always the same fucking Cheerios, Rice Krispies, and Fruit Loops.
So,
So you're sitting there, and what do you want to drink? What do you want to drink? Not a hello, not even a nod or anything. No, and now, no greeting.
Nowadays, I say no lemon, because we know what happened with the lemon. We've heard the reports about the lemon.
Sure.
So I ask, I say I want like a diet. And if you notice, a lot of people, when they go to a diner, they'll say, I'll have a Coke. I never say Coke. I never say the brand name. I say Cola, C-O-L-A. I say, may I have a Diet Cola, no lemon. I never say Coke. I never say Pepsi. I don't want to I say Cola. I say the generic
you're
name.
You're not going to confuse them. They don't have both.
Right, but usually people
they're not going to go to – if they don't have Pepsi, they're not going to go to fucking the local Sam's Club and buy a fucking case just for you.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Most people, when they say they want to – they'll say – most people call Cola and Coke interchangeably. Would you say that's correct or no?
No, it's true. You should make the distinction if you want a specific one. Because don't act like you're a hero because you're willing to accept anything and you call it Cola. You can call it Coke. You can call it fucking soda.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Why would I say give me a Coke if they're serving Pepsi?
Because
why would
because I say, it's, a, Pepsi, it's commonly known as Coke. No, whether no, it's Pepsi I or disagree. Not, you get a fuck. It doesn't matter.
I disagree.
You disagree.
I disagree. I prefer Pepsi over Coke, so that's why I don't say. And sometimes I'll say to you, sometimes I'll say Cola, and they think I said Coke, and they say to me, oh, we have Pepsi. Is that okay? I said Cola. I didn't say Coke, Pepsi, I said
oh,
Cola.
Oh, I hope they fucking put a nice stream of piss right in your food after you correct them. For them being polite and saying that. That's an extra mile they don't have to fucking go. They don't have to say, oh, I'm sorry, we have Pepsi products. That's a sign of a good waiter, waitress. And then you go and shut up. Excuse me? I said Cola.
Are you a fan of the bottomless drinks?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means, Ken?
Yeah, I know bottomless what it means. Bottomless drinks? It's a very, very tall glass that's just a cylinder that they just keep filling up forever and ever. You fucking dope. Why do you ask me if I'm aware of things that are fucking commonplace?
Well, for people who don't know, the term bottomless means refills, constant refills.
We get it. We know. We've been to a fucking restaurant that has them. And I am a fan of them. However, I have to say, Frank, a coffee shop that sells, obviously, coffee, or I'm sorry, a deli that serves coffee, do you think they have a right to say no refills? Coffee isn't your main product. It's a fucking side item. You're giving free refills on the Coke.
Do they have a right? Of course not. Is it good customer service? Of course not. Coffee is so fucking cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, refills on the coffee thing. You're really pushing the fucking.
I had to go
envelope.
To a seminar one time, and I got this is when I was not a coffee drinker. I was a tea drinker at one time. I converted. So when I was a tea drinker, oh, nice. I ordered a tea, and it cost me $2.10 for a cup of fucking tea. Now all this is hot water and a fucking tea bag.
Yeah.
I got so pissed when she fucking left and went behind the counter and grabbed the whole fucking bunch of tea bags and stuck them in my fucking pocket.
So you basically paid for a cup of hot water and your own time and effort of making it. They didn't put the bag in, did they? Did they ever give you the hot water and just leave the fucking bag on top of the cup?
Do you like that? Do you like when the bag is already in the thing?
Yeah, I do. Because it's less time to wait before getting tea. But honestly, I think we're getting a little insane here. I mean, the one thing I wanted to go into is that you tolerated a waitress who doesn't fucking acknowledge you or treat you like a human being.
This is their business is customer service. Their business is to work for tips. Smile. I don't want to see your haggardy old puss. I don't care if your husband's beating you. You're here now serving me. You smile, bitch. And then what's God worst of all is of course, and this is this custom. I mean, is this the law that you have to? You know, she utilized saliva as lubricant, so she licked her fingers, then grabbed my fucking placemat, grabbed my silverware with her saliva stained fucking fingers. Now here I am going nuts in my seat. I'm getting hot flashes. Okay, Christ, this woman just licked her fucking tongue, and now she touched my silverware, and I'm a little nervous because I don't want to have her fucking saliva in my mouth, and I'm starting to freak out over here. So I'm saying to myself, what am I going to do? Should I pretend like I'm dropping the So I dropped the fork and just say, oh, and then go and get one off at the table. So what I did was I just switched my seats. I just went to a booth. This way I would prevent any –
So you get fresh silverware that's already put out?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not my concern when the wait staff is cranky, let's just say. when the waitstaff is cranky, they don't really care. They're not going to necessarily do something to your food, but if something happens, they're not going back to get new food. If they take the big tray of food out and your plate slides off of it, they're just going to pick it up, put it back on. They don't care about the effort. They're just going to do that, put it right in front of you, and walk away. They don't give a shit. Anything happens, it's happening. It's not getting corrected. That's why if they're rude to you, Frank, just fucking leave. Just fucking leave. And you can't complain because then they band together in the back.
And
There's nothing you can do.
I also don't think that people who are serving food should be eating on the job, because when you eat on the job, when you're eating, your fingers are touching the inside of your mouth. Okay, and it's a health hazard. They should not be eating. People who waitresses and waiters should not be eating. They should not be eating in public, at least, so we could see it.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I mean, the place is kept so fucking dirty as it is. I mean, who knows how long those fucking desserts are in that carousel, you know? I mean, they don't give a shit. So they'll eat right in front of you.
I went to another diner, and are you aware? I sat at the counter again, and
Hold on. Am I aware of what, Frank? What is it that I might not be aware of?
Are you aware of sometimes on the counter they'll have like Danish and pastries in a plastic tray? And then
do you not understand that I just fucking referred to a dessert carousel? it's a little fucking excessive. Granted, this time I pulled you back into it. Yeah, you kind of steered into it, but okay. On the counter, so they have a little tray. I guess it's like a little container that's see through that has maybe a handle that you pull up and you pull something out of. Is that right?
It looks like a platter or something like that. But it's okay. Danish is in there. Cheese, blueberry.
Yeah.
A fly was trapped in there, landing on every single fucking Danish there was, landing all over it.
Okay, so right away, you know, I'm not getting one of those.
Face to face with it, I'm saying to myself, what the fuck am I going to do? There's a fucking fly in this thing. I got to say something.
So you don't have to say something.
It's my legal responsibility to say something.
No, it's not. You're not a fucking sheriff of desserts. I don't understand why the fuck you feel obligated to correct this. Just don't order the fucking lemon poppy muffin. What the fuck?
So I went to the owner. I said, sir, there's a fly in here. Okay, this guy, what he did was he took his fucking hand and arm and just picked up the tray a little bit and just shoved his arm in there trying to catch the fly. So he's touching every fucking Danish there is.
Did he get the fly though?
He got the fly. He palmed it. He palmed the fly on the side of it, and he scoops it out and does with it. Now, shouldn't he get rid of those Danish? He just kept the Danishes there, for Christ's sake.
I mean, you shouldn't at least fake like you're going to throw them out. Take them into the back. I'll take care of these, get some new ones. And then, like, rearrange them and then put them back. I mean, you know they're not going to. I mean, but at least you should pretend you're going to. You know these fucking diners are not going to throw out shit that they can sell.
They're so fucking disgusting.
Why do you go? Why do you go? Every time I hear about you eating something, it's in a fucking diner. Why are you enchanted with the diner? I don't understand.
What am I going to do? On my lunch break, I'm going to go to fucking Carrabba's?
Yeah, go to Carrabba's. Go to a deli. Do anything like this.
Delis are even worse. They're making your food with their dirty hands.
Or how about this, Frank? Here's a novel idea. Make your own fucking food. Problem solved. Make your own fucking food.
One time I got a cheesesteak, then you'll know it's exactly what you want. And there was fucking pennies in the dough tucked into the fucking thing.
No, they weren't. They were not fucking pennies.
I swear on my father. I got a cheesesteak to go. And you know they sometimes when you get something to go, they put it in like a plastic container. There was change in the container and touching my bread. And obviously, I guess the waitress
just put your fucking change in the goddamn to-go container.
Yes.
Oh, you fucking lazy motherfuckers! And let me guess. Now, obviously, if you'd ordered this, you were eating it there, and it came out on a plate, and there was change on the plate, you would send it back, right?
Yeah.
But you had this, you know, taken out in a to-go container. You're not going back in there.
No.
This is pretty much all you have to eat. What did you do?
I didn't eat the bread. I just ate the meat.
It's in there though. The meat is probably. You know what? I would take the roll with the coins before I would take the meat. I would, because that meat. I mean, if you're gonna worry about cleanliness, the meat is the worst shit ever. At a fucking a diner cheesesteak, scraping it where fucking eggs and pancakes and fucking rancheros omelets were fucking made.
I don't mind that. What I do mind is you know, when there's like a fish or something in there. But you know, I don't care if my food touches each other.
Yeah. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on HeroesTalk.com. Frank, HeroesTalk.com, what about it?
HeroesTalk.com is the place to be.
The thing you do with your ears is the place to be. Is that right?
Yeah.
You are the worst.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
This is Keith from Best in Show Radio. During the summer, the best way for you to wind down from a long day at the beach, the park, the PlayStation, or wherever it is you people with jobs go, is with your friends at Hear Us Talk. Join us every Tuesday night for the DJ New Style Show, live from 9 to 11. Thursday nights, catch Best in Show Radio, live from 8 to 11. And usher in your weekend with The What Show, Friday nights at 9:30, all times Eastern. Plus, on Wednesday nights, dim the lights and get your popcorn ready for 100K Presents. And remember some older moments on Monday nights with the Best in Show Radio, Journey to the Past. All of this and more can be found at HeroesTalk.com and the Heroes Talk Radio Room in Powtalk. And don't forget to check out our forums at RadioBronzeFans.com and get your hands on all the latest merchandise at HeroesTalk.Spreadshirt.com. All of this is brought to you by the Heroes Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hey, you're listening to Building Blocks. I'm your host, Fred from Brooklyn, and I renovate fireplaces and chimneys. Tonight's show is dedicated to you do-it-yourselfers who need a little advice from a professional stoneworker. And since none of the Mexicans that do all my work for me are here, I'll be the one fielding the questions. First off, I'd like to say hello to about 352 people you never heard of that use a chat service or message board that you have no intention of using. Hello, and thank you for your support. Everything you type is hilarious and incredibly amazing. Here's our first caller, Frank from New Jersey. You're on Building Blocks. What's your situation?
Hey, Fred, what is the best type of stone to use?
Well, it all depends on what type of chimney you're building.
I have a two-story house, and my wife was telling me that she'd like
your cunt
really
sounds more like it. You're letting some cunt wave the cock all around that fucking household, and it's deplorable.
Excuse me?
You're a faggot, and your wife is a cunt. Your wife is a woman. I mean, enough said. I can't even come up with a better insult for that kind of cunt.
Look, buddy, I just wanted to know what type of stone to use.
How the fuck would I know? I don't do none of the work. Forget this fucking guy and his worthless fucking cunt wife with her awful vagina. I mean, how gross is a vagina anyway? It's all sliced open and dripping. It's terrible. Ryan from Miami, you're on with Fred from Brooklyn.
Hey, Fred, I'm just calling because my husband wanted
a girl named Ryan.
Jimmy. I'm just not quite sure if I'm liking
Ryan,
the look.
More like Rye Cunt. Next caller.
Hey, Fred, I have a nice fireplace. I'm just not sure that I'm using the right type of wood. What kind of wood burns best?
I'd say spruce. Why you ask? What type of wood? What does it matter? We can bring some fucking woman in front of that fucking fireplace and get it all cunted up with the juices?
Talking about.
Shut your fucking cunt loving face up. You're in love with fucking vaginas and it sickens me. Nothing worse than a slippery vagina.
I don't understand. Why do you keep expressing hate for women on this podcast?
Why, you a fucking faggot? Go stick your fucking cock in a pussy, homo. Jesus Christ.
Now we're running out of time.
What, how much time we got? What, are we out of time already?
Nah, you only got like 30 seconds left.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We didn't even get to read any of the AP articles I tore out of the paper I found on the floor of the bus. Eh, whatever. I guess next time we'll have to go through all those, as well as any new stories that I come up with in 3 months' time, and any of the bits that I recorded using my answering machine on the next edition of Building Blocks. I'm Fred, and I'm from Brooklyn.
Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick.
Ah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show.
You fucking cunts. How dare you? How dare you say you don't like things, you fucking cunt.
It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. And the place where bald, hapless fucks get to talk. Right, Frank? Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Didn't your chick go to a little get together?
I don't like what you're implying.
Oh.
Because I told you about this. I don't like what you're fucking insinuating.
Right.
But she did, in fact, she went to a party with friends, one of whom is getting married. And she's going to another one of these parties. Because another one of her friends is getting married. And it's just the girls, you know, hanging out. Just the girls getting together and doing girl things. I don't know. I mean, you seem to be really hung up on this.
Well,
I mean, it's no big deal, Frank.
I mean, how'd she drink her beverage?
Okay, so there was a beverage with a cock straw in it that I heard about. No big deal. Just girls being girls, you know? The old innocent bachelorette party.
Did they play Pin the Tail on the Donkey?
No, something like that. Something like that. Some derivative of the game. It was
what was the derivative?
Well, they pinned something on a guy. They pinned. I think they played something called, I think it was Pin the Junk on the Hunk. Okay, listen. First of all, these fucking bachelorette parties, and the more I hear from her, the more they sound fucking lame, right? So you think, oh, okay, they're playing stupid games and they're wearing dick necklaces and drinking from plastic dick straws and all that. And you've seen them when you go out to bars, or you go to Vegas, they're all over the place. The little groups of women who are all wearing the same fucking dick decoration, fucking dick garland, fucking ball strands of balls.
I have a theory about that.
A theory about what?
A theory about, you know, the cock necklaces, the cock straws. What they're doing is they're detaching the dick from the man and emasculating him.
Really?
They're making the dicks as though it's some type of an object of some sort, and they're taking castrated penises and they're dehumanizing the man by wearing cock necklaces, utilizing cock straws, things like that.
Here's what it is. It's a way to describe the evening as being just a little silly night with the girls, when in reality we've all seen the videos of these fucking greased homosexuals cock-slapping wives-to-be, their friends, the maid of honor, just fucking taking their fucking dick and just whapping them on the face with it, and then the woman gets off the stage, and woo! It's a big fucking to-do as they go back to their fucking seat and drink their shitty fucking $15 drink.
And they're usually heavy-set women.
Usually, yeah. Usually. These videos are all over the internet now. And as you know, Frank, I'm a fan of pornography. So they're interlaced in the usual haunts. Like TubeBait, as Radio Rockets is pointing out. Pornhub. eFucked.com has a banner ad of the same type of videos, but from the black community. And some of these videos, if you've ever seen them, basically, these black strippers are basically humping the face of the woman. The woman lays down on the fucking ground, and she's like, "Oh my, I can't believe I'm about to do this. I can't." And then fucking the guy humps her fucking nose, the bridge of her nose. And this is what they do. This is the big thing. And they have the fucking gall when you come home from a bachelor party where you've eaten a steak. And you've maybe looked at a few sets of tits. Maybe you've gotten a lap dance. They go, "Oh, did you have a nice time? Yeah, it was great. Did you get any lap dances? Anybody get lap dances?" And if you did, it's a big fucking deal. Meanwhile, this fucking greased homosexual, which may or may not have fucking barbed wire tattoos around his arm, is dangling a towel in front of the girl's face as she fucking sucks dairy products off the tip of his fucking dick. Fucking, it's not as innocent as they're trying to make it seem. It's deception. Not, I don't think it's fucking a metaphor for castration. I really don't think so. Because they, honestly, eventually, they stop giving a fuck about that dick. They stop caring about it. They don't, it could be there, it couldn't be there. Doesn't matter. Oprah's on. There's fucking VH1 reality shows to watch. John and Kate are having marital spats. There's more important things in their minds. Life gets pretty fucking shitty. So this is a big front, Frank. A huge fucking front. Now, has Donna ever been to a bachelorette party?
Yeah, I'm sure she has.
Now,
but I don't remember
has she
her
ever...
Just-
Has she ever had a towel covering her face? Has anybody put a towel over her head? No.
No, no. She has respectness.
Respectness? God damn it, Frank. You're just throwing them all out there today. Respectness. But really, they do these fucking weird games and shit. They have like, I've seen it. I've been out there. This isn't just, you know, secondhand accounts from my girlfriend that you're telling me what they do. I've seen these groups of fucking drunk women just walking all around, having fucking Smarties taped to them, you know, asking people to eat the fucking candy off their fucking body, all this type of shit. They have little card games. They have to fulfill tasks. They need to make out with strangers. They need to lick fucking a sack, bite a knee or some shit like it's
demoralizing.
Fucked up.
It's demoralizing.
No, you know what it is? It's fucked up. And they're going to go to their deathbeds knowing that they fucking sucked some Latino man in a fucking Vegas bar and then mothered kids. They fucking, they sucked face with a strange tattooed man with piercings and fucking Cool Whip on his nutsack. And then they decided to begin their fantasy fucking romantic life.
With their fucking kitchenette and babies.
With their goddamn fucking kitchenette. And they're half-naked fucking kids running around. It's the worst, Frank. The absolute worst. Now, let me ask you something, Frank. Donna goes to a bachelorette party. And she tells you everything. And then, but she says that she went up on the stage, and all she did when the towel came down was tug on it twice. How do you react?
She
did. She didn't suck on it like the other whores. She gave it a and that's it. And she was out and gone.
I would be humiliated and offended, and I would seek legal action.
But they didn't. No one else knows what she did. I mean, it's implied that maybe she sucked the dick, but behind the towel, she went just twice. That's it. You would seek legal action. You would throw everything away because she gave half of a fucking stroke. Or maybe
you don't
two.
Touch. You don't touch people's privates.
Okay, what if she just licked the guy's abdomen when the towel was down? So now the rest of the broads in attendance.
I wouldn't be able to look at her ever again.
But you wouldn't leave her.
We'd probably have to go for counseling.
But she did it though. She did do it. Something
she
compelled
did not.
Her. Something I don't know. You don't know either. But the thing is, Frank,
you never would do that
because it's all.
What about your
trust.
Chick?
What you're saying? If she did it, what would I do?
Yeah. What if your chick, cranked some guy off?
Cranked him off? Like he's actually jizzing? If she,
listen.
If she makes a fucking guy jizz, and she's just trying to pass it off as a crazy party where she's sipping from a dick straw, you know we're gonna have problems.
Is that going too
it's
far?
It's not going to be a lasting relationship if she's
is that
jerking
cheating?
Off a man on a stage. I don't think... it definitely is cheating, yes. Definitely. Maybe if she doesn't, you know, maybe a one or two stroke thing, I might be able to see past that. I don't know.
Because peer pressure, I guess.
Maybe she's up there. She figures, okay, let me just get this over with a little... Like okay, get out of here and go and sit down and you know woo and go.
But if some guy
table.
Like nutted on her, that would be too much.
It would be over. Hey, you can't. Yeah, I can't.
Are
I,
you honestly saying that?
Am I honestly saying that?
If
somebody accidentally nuts on her,
yeah,
there's nothing I can do. There's nothing she could have done. But if she willfully causes another dude to nut on her, to ejaculate on her, I don't think that's something that's going to sit too fucking well with me. It's probably going to be over at that point.
And you're not really the jealous type, are you?
No, I'm not. But, you know, there's lines that you can't cross. You are fully aware of that. If Donna goes out to a fucking... First of all, if Donna farts in your fucking bed, it's over. You said you would divorce
her. First of all, that's never happened.
It definitely has happened.
Never will happen.
Let me tell you something. Has she ever gone to the bathroom and shitted? Shat.
I don't know. I don't... When that happens, I don't know. She doesn't do that with me around.
Does she eat food?
Of course.
So she shits. And if she shits, she has farted, Frank. Now, she's nice enough not to do it in front of you, but you can't fucking say with 100% trust behind the belief in this that she does not fart. She absolutely does. But you had said if she does it in front of you, it's over. You're going to throw everything away.
It will be hard for me to be attracted to her if that happens.
I wonder how she feels about that. I wonder how she feels hearing that. It's not like it's anything she could control. It's a bodily function.
All I would think of her, all I would just equivalent her with
equivalent,
is farting.
Equivalent.
Equivalent. Equivalent. Yeah.
Just farting. I don't know. It's fucking, to me, Frank, it's just terrible. It's fucking terrible. It's kind of a little bit of a dilemma, I would say.
It is.
It is. I'm sorry?
I said, speaking of dilemmas.
You have some prepared. Is that
couple,
correct?
Couple.
Well, now, explain the
thing. You don't have any music for Jeffrey Dilemmas?
I'm looking for it, you motherfucker. Just fucking explain what we're trying to do here.
Okay. There's situations throughout life that I contemplate and don't know what I should do. And
now, are these situations that you've come across in your life? They're real-life things, not things that you've imagined?
Of course not.
Okay. So definitely there are some that are a little bit fictitious.
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, is the jury out on this, or is it something we can...
No, there are things that there things that may not have happened to me, but things that I've thought of in my head that I would like, you know.
Well, let's take a look here.
Now it's time for Germ Freak's Dilemmas.
Okay, Germ Freak's Dilemmas. Frank, let's run through this a little bit, see exactly what it is you're going to try to put us through. Please continue.
Would you rather be forgotten or hatefully remembered?
Forgotten or hatefully remembered? Well, I don't know that I want the generations to come fucking cursing me out. I'd rather if I'm gonna be remembered as a some kind of a villain or some kind of a hateful person or someone worth hating, I don't really want to. I don't want that. I really don't want that. So I'd rather be forgotten. But now with you, I would say that I think that you want people to remember you at all costs.
Sure.
So
I like to remembered. Any publicity is good publicity.
So even if they hate you, that's fine. They hate
at least
you.
I'm still. They're still thinking of me. That's all that counts.
So that's all that counts. I mean, a lot of people would go by that. So if they hate you for 5,000 years, that's fine.
If they hate me for 5,000 years, that means they're thinking of me for 5,000 years.
And that's all you want. That's all you want. You want to.
That's all I want. I don't ask for much.
Okay. Let's hear what's next on Germ Freak Dilemmas.
Would you rather live in a world where nobody cleans up crap after their dog, or everybody, including you, has to pick it up barehanded?
Okay, so now you're saying nobody picks up their dog shit, or I have to just stop using dog bags and pick it up with my hand?
Yes.
Well, I mean, when I see extra dog shit, like other people's dog shit, I feel compelled to pick it up.
You're kidding, aren't you?
If my dog shits and there's another pile next to it,
my God.
It's no effort for me to pick up that extra pile. Now, don't get me wrong. If nobody's around and my dog shits, I leave it sometimes.
How do you pick up your dog? What do you utilize?
A clear bluish bag. I have a spool of bags, And I
just, those cheap little ones you can buy, those cheap little plastic, those blue bags. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need a fucking a leather knapsack. I just fucking, I'm going to throw it out in 4 seconds.
Right.
So, you, what would you do? You would just let the shit stay everywhere. Are you that afraid of picking up dog shit?
No, I have no problem picking up dog shit. In general, no. I would have no problem picking animal shit up. No.
So is that what you would choose?
Yes.
Now why? Just because you don't want it all around?
Because there's nothing worse than shit in grass. There's nothing worse. Do you notice that dogs, they usually don't shit on the sidewalk? It's usually in the grass. Why is that?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's they want to be in a comfortable spot. They might think that they have to scrape their ass afterwards. I mean, you've seen the dogs that drag their ass. I mean, you don't want to do that on fucking asphalt. I mean, that's like something you would do. That's why you have a cut up ass. But there's the shitting in the grass thing. People are more willing to overlook it, so it turns into that fucking frosted mini wheat shit, that white crackly fucking dusty shit that's just been there for years and years and years. So it's bad. I think I'd probably just, I don't like touching dog shit, so I'm gonna let it, everybody let it go.
You ever accidentally get some on your finger?
Fuck it. Yeah, it's gross. It's gross. I hate having to carry it for a long ways. Okay, what's next on Germ Freak's Dilemmas?
Would you rather always for the rest of your life have to take a cold shower or sleep an hour less than you need to fully be rested?
Huh. Now, I want to hear your opinion on this.
My opinion is as follows. I would sleep an hour less, as I only sleep maybe 3 or 4 hours anyway, so it really doesn't make a difference. And a cold shower is only good in the heat of summer.
So, wait a minute. So, to avoid always having to take a cold shower, you're going to cut your sleep from 3 to 2 hours?
Well, sure.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
All I need is a couple hours rest and I'm fine.
You only get a couple hours rest. Now you're getting less. You're getting half that. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I get fucking 4 hours of sleep, 4 to 5. And if I took another hour away, I would be fucking dead in 5 years. Dead. You need sleep. You need to recharge. And just to avoid a fucking cold shower, Frank, they're not always the worst thing in the world. If you were forced to take a cold shower every day and it was that big of a deal, move to a hotter place. It's really easy to deal with. I mean, it's not that fucking much of an ordeal, really, is what I'm saying. So why don't we take the next one on Germ Freak's Dilemmas?
Would you rather die of thirst or die drowning?
I think they're both grueling. I mean, do you know any of the specifics of like what happens when you're dehydrated or when you drown?
When you're dehydrated, do you get do you get dementia or not dementia, but hallucinations? Isn't that?
I think you do. When you're deprived anything like sleep or food, you do like start to hallucinate and see things. You know. I mean, you've experienced that, you said once, when you were sleep-deprived. You started, like, fucking seeing visions and shit.
Right. Yeah. I started seeing, like, little elves and things of that nature.
You don't fucking see elves. It's not like, you know, not sleeping is gonna, you know, give you the effects of LSD. Fucking seeing elves. Everybody here seems to be picking drowning. It's quick but painful. But dying of thirst is very long and drawn out, and you'll probably, since you're hallucinating, you'll probably see like the oasis that you just can't seem to get to. So now your hope is dashed as well. So like, not only are you my friend, you're the one who just told me you saw fucking elves, and you're thinking, you know, my fucking theory is out of whack.
When you say oasis, you're talking about mirages.
Yeah, an oasis with fucking. Do you not know what an oasis is? Do you think I'm talking about the band? You think that you're thirsty, you're really psyched to hear the Gallagher Brothers perform.
No, you're talking about like a mirage, like if you're stuck in a desert, you'll see like a guy at a soda fountain or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Some hallucination that would ultimately fix your situation, but you just can't get to it. It's just like, oh, it's just out of reach. I can't. Just a few more steps. Okay, a few more steps, and then you're dead. That's what I think. Do you have anything else on?
I have a couple
germ
more.
Germ freaks and dilemmas.
A couple more, we'll wrap this baby up.
Oh, I see.
Would you rather have 5 years removed off of your life or never use your computer again for the rest of your life?
Wow. 5 years off your life or you never use your computer again?
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Now, the I'm really cool, fuck this crowd would probably say, fuck it. I don't need a computer. But we've built our fucking lives, our lives around the computer now. We can't fucking travel anywhere. We can't book a plane. We can't fucking we don't know anything without fucking Google. We can't communicate with our friends without fucking Facebook or any of this shit. This is a lot tougher than it fucking seems. Acknowledge that, Frank.
That's why I said it.
So you're saying live 5 years less.
Less. Or never use your computer again.
For the rest of your life, starting now. So if I live to 100, I'm going 29 to 100, no computer.
Correct.
Of any kind.
Nothing whatsoever.
So as technology advances and advances, and we become more and more dependent on computers.
What makes a difference to you?
And the classic methods of doing these things are slowly eliminated, I'm going to be fucked. So I'm gonna say I need my computer. Fuck the 5 years.
Wow. Now is there a threshold? I mean, would you go 10 years? Would you go 20 years?
Jesus. Well, 10 years out, it's not gonna be too difficult, I think, to do things the conventional way. 10 years is a very long time. Like if I'm gonna live till 40, I'm gonna die in a year. You know? So like that's a little bit too much, I think.
So 5 years would be your cap.
I would probably go 8 years. 7 to 8 years. Take that off my life, but I'll use my computer. Now, what are you going to say? You're going to say exactly what I said, because I did some research on this. This is your dilemma, and you've heard a conclusion. And now I'm predicting you're going to go with me on this.
I 5 years. The most I would do is 5 years. I couldn't do any. I want to live forever. I want to live till you cannot live anymore. I want to be on a breathing machine.
And how old are you now, Frank?
I'm 39. I'm 39. Frank, I'm 39.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so Frank, at 44, you're going to die. So thanks for playing. You're dead. Like, what if that's actually the case? You're agreeing to take time off your life to do this. And now you're just instantly dead. And you didn't get to experience those 5 years. You know? So, that's what I say. Fuck it. I personally need to. If I'm going to have a job, this is what I do. I use computers all day.
All right.
For everything. So,
you and?
What am I going to do? Live on Walden Pond? Do we have anything else on fucking Germ Freak's dilemmas? You can get with this, or you can get with that. Yes, let's hear
okay.
it.
Would you rather understand all languages, every language in the world?
Every language.
Or be able to communicate with animals?
Holy shit. Okay. All right. This is a fucking tough one. This is a lot tougher than the never use your computer again one. On one hand, I can understand every human language. Fluently, right? I mean,
absolutely, baby.
I can just shift gears. I could speak Russian. I could speak Chinese. I could speak them all effortlessly.
Correct.
My brain will work in a fucking in thousands of ways that they'll probably never work. Or I can know exactly what the fuck a squirrel is thinking.
Right. And interact.
Let me tell you something. Fuck it. I want to know every human language. I don't. Fuck a squirrel. Now, what do you pick?
I'm going for the animals. What do I give a shit? As long as I know how to speak English, what do I care about all the other languages for? But with animals, you could communicate with them and get to know what they're dealing with and their hardships and their dilemmas.
Okay, so now you realize all you know is any language you already know and whatever an animal communicates with. That's all you know. So now, anytime you hear,
I can communicate with a bear.
Yeah.
And say, listen, I'm not gonna hurt you. Don't hurt me. I'm not gonna hurt you.
No. You can't communicate with him. You know what he's saying. You know the language.
How
the fuck are you gonna go and have him fucking understand? You physically can't do it. You don't have the fucking equipment, but you know what he's saying. So now instead of hearing, you're hearing, I'm gonna eat this motherfucker!
I'll be able to communicate with
I'm gonna
the
eat
animal.
This
I'll
motherfucker!
I'll be able to interact with the animal.
Every time you hear a fucking bird chirp, food! Food! I wanna fuck something! I wanna fuck something! Over and over again. It would be the worst thing ever. Your fucking yapping ass dog would be a nightmare. You would kill your dog. Food. Somewhere to shit. Gotta go outside. Somewhere to shit. Pet my belly. Touch my penis. Pet my belly. Somewhere to shit.
Oh, by the way, how's your balls after your dog trampled on them last night? Like, I mean, for some god reason, you were lying in your bed with no clothes on, and your dog was trampling on your balls with his feet.
No clothes on? What are you talking about?
I don't want to go there, but whatever, man.
Well, when I spoke to you, I said that I was laying down, and my dog jumped on me. You just painted the picture that I was nude for some reason. Why are you extrapolating your fucking fantasies onto some facts that I've said to you?
All right, we got one more left.
Oh, we have something left on Germ Freak's dilemmas? Is that correct?
Now, one more, and this will put the cap on the bottle.
This is the cap on the bottle. So this is Germ Freak's dilemmas. All right, let's hear it, Frank. Throw it at us.
Would you rather know it all or have it all?
You're really going to follow up that language thing with know it all or have it all?
I should have followed the other one over this.
Yeah, this should have been before that.
Whatever.
But all right, you posed the dilemma. Well, what do you think, Frank? Do you want to know everything or do you want to have everything?
I want to. I don't know anything now, so it doesn't make a fucking difference.
So you
want to
have everything?
I want to have it all.
Everything there is to have, you want to have.
Yes.
Including sex offenders in your living room. You want to have them there. You want to have dildos galore, used and brand new and packaged. You want to have fucking just bags of human shit. It's something you could have, so guess what, Frank? You want to have it all? You got it. You want to have used condoms just sitting on your pillow. You want to have a fucking rabid wolverine sodomizing one of your kids, your dog, or you. You can have it. You know why? You have it all. Never wish to have it all. I wouldn't even want to know it all. But in the case of having or knowing, I'd rather know. Because then I could use logic to avoid the things that I should never know. Fuck having it all. I mean, look at the shit that you could fucking buy on eBay. Do you really want all that in your house? You would have it. You'd have everything.
Well, I'd be selective.
I mean, are you talking about possessions or qualities? Or truly everything? Skills, belongings?
I wasn't really talking necessarily about tangible items. I was talking more, you know, with having everything you want. Physically,
so mentally, what are some things that you want?
Well, having super strength, or
okay. Yeah. Well, now if now that this is on the table, that I can have fucking superpowers, which doesn't exist, I would love to have it. I want X-ray vision and the power of flight, and I wouldn't mind if my dick was 18 feet long. And I would love it to if a cape could just appear out of my back if I blinked 3 times and thought about pizza.
Have you seen your dog's dick yet?
Yeah. He has a dick.
I don't know. Has it popped out yet or no?
Oh, you mean has he had an erection yet?
Yes.
Okay. I was petting the dog, and
oh god,
I kind of rolled him off him, like just to like maybe go and pet his stomach or whatever, or adjust his collar, just to get him on his back. And I noticed the little red little tip was starting to come out, and I go, ah! And it went whoop, right back in. He lost it because I fucking laughed at his dick. He has dick shame. He's got erection shame. It went away immediately. Now, has Marvin's gone down?
No, it's not gone down. It's wetter than ever.
Yeah. Wetter than ever indeed, Frank. wetter than ever indeed.
All right.
All right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, okay. What do you want to do next, Frank?
I think we should cue the music.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning into episode 222 of the DJ New Style Show. As always, go to DJNewStyleShow.com. Download every episode we've ever put out there. Our videos, our clips, everything that we put up. Do it all. Subscribe to it all. And I also want to say, ICU2.com. That's ICU, the number 2.com. Download it today. It's one of the best video conferencing software solutions out there. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I miss you guys. We haven't seen each other in so long. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside, outside, outside. Wani. Hey, Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
Let me think. You're an asshole. Appreciate it, homeboy. Shit, I can't even fit out a double damn window. It's a fucking snooze. And a pretty damn good living at that. Fuckface. Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!